Radio 4th News Online.
Initially, when the birds came in, they went into the duck ponds, as we were at the time. And over the years, there have been various purpose-built enclosures for them. And the birds in their current location, from, I think, 1932 onwards, with various revamps over the years, and that's where the birds still are now.
And they're a huge draw for the zoo, aren't they? I mean, you've obviously got your headliners, the pandas, these days, but they're right up there, aren't they?
Absolutely. They've always been popular with the visitors, even from, you know, the first time they got here to up to the present day. They're always, you know, the top must-sees, if you like, in terms of our visitors coming in with our animal adoption and sponsorship. They always score highly with them.
Yeah, and I know from experience the crowds can get pretty deep when people want to watch the penguin parade each day.
That's right. The parade began in 1951 and has carried on daily since then. And yeah, I mean, at certain times of year, you know, we're several people deep on it. And so it's still a great draw for visitors here at Edinburgh Zoo, and something clearly the animals themselves enjoy doing. As you know, we don't force them out, we don't cajole them out. If they want to come out, they come out. And, you know, they obviously clearly do enjoy doing it.
Over the years, you've had some famous penguins even. Am I right in saying there was one member of the Norwegian army?
That's right. We have Sir Niels Olav III, who is Colonel in Chief of the King's Guard of Norway, which is a rank. He first was adopted by the King's Guard in 1972, and when they came back to the tattoo every several years, he would progress in rank to the point where he was knighted in 2008. So a very special penguin for us, and a very special penguin for the King's Guard of Norway as well.
Amazing. He's still there then, is he?
Yeah, still going strong.
I just wanted to ask as well, and I don't know if you know the answer, how the penguins came to Edinburgh Zoo in the first place. I mean, I just wonder, I suppose it's the kind of thing any zoo would want, isn't it?
Well, it was the mission, really, of one of the zoo's founders of the zoo and the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland, Thomas Gillespie, to bring animals from all over the world to show the people of Edinburgh and the local area some of the wonders of the animal kingdom, if you like. And so in 1914, the first penguins arrived at Leith Docks. And these had travelled from South Georgia via Rotterdam on a ship belonging to the Salveson Company, who were based in Leith at the time. And that began a long association with the Salveson Company, who brought many penguins over the years. And many of these penguins now formed the basis of the penguins we'll see in many of the collections throughout Europe and indeed the world.
I wonder what visitors to the zoo would have made of them back then, because I guess you wouldn't just see pictures of animals so regularly. They would have been really quite an attraction, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, to see the animal in the flesh would have been astounding for many of those people. Obviously, there wasn't television. You would have seen books, maybe newsreel if you were lucky. But to actually see that a penguin, you know, just standing there would have been quite a moment for a lot of people, I'm sure.
The latest local news from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. Plus the stories which matter to you from around the world. 24 hours a day at 4th1 and 4th2.com. Radio 4th News Online.